Coach Dilley, you're down one at halftime. You end up winning 63-55, a terrific basketball game in front of an awesome Friday night crowd. Congratulations on a super win.
Thanks. That was a lot of fun. I thought the boys played really well. We came out and we battled, and we knew we were going to have to. And they really came out and did everything we asked them to do. And hats off to those guys because they're a good basketball team as well.
10-2 start for you. I've seen you guys so often this year score a bunch of points in that first quarter. Got out to a 17-14 lead. But as you said, Spirit Lake very good. They turned the tide a little bit in the second quarter. Colburn was getting quite a few baskets. They built their largest lead at 5 late in the half. You cut it to 1. And are you ready for this number? Just let me tell you this. Owen Colburn, 2 points in the second half, and that happened with 53 seconds left to go in the game when he got his only bucket.
Well, Tom battled hard in there, and everybody else really did a great job on weak side help. We really stressed that at halftime. I said if we can hold him to 10 or less in the second half, I think we walk out of here with a win. But you've got to body him up. He's got to have one shot and done. Everybody's got to make sure that we're helping on weak side. And then we've just got to kind of scramble on defense after that to cover the shooters up. So I thought our guys did a great job there and did that in the second half. And I just asked them in there at the locker room, and they knew exactly. They said it was right there late in the game. And I was like, okay, I'll take that.
Mach Niau, game high 24. Made some terrific plays. Let me back up to a part in the third quarter. McCaffrey makes a 3. He had 4 in the game, finished with 18. Put him up 41-38. Well, then you have Chakachumalu, ties it with a 3. You get the ball back. Niau hits a 3. And then Mach would later make a layup, an 8-0 run. You never gave the lead up after that.
Yeah, that was a great stretch there. We got a couple good looks there. And then I just told Mach towards the end, I said, you've got to keep attacking. You've got to get to the rim. They can't stop us right now. And then we've got to have somebody else dive and get some easy baskets in there. So I thought our guys did a good job there moving the ball around. And our intensity, I thought, defensively in the second half was way higher than what it was in the first half. I think that was the name of the game right there.
And, you know, with that said, I'm going to give Ethan James a little shout-out because the first 2 minutes of that second half, he was terrific.
Oh, my gosh. That kid, he may not be the biggest guy out there, but he has the biggest heart for sure. He's all over the place. He had to lead us in offensive rebounds. And I know he had 2 on the one possession, and he was just all over the place. And he may not show up in the stat book, but then even there late in the game, he steps up at the free throw line with confidence and puts them both in. Those are just big points out of him and big things that I know that he can do, and we're looking forward to more things out of him.
You know, if there's a loose ball statistic or how many times a tornado was diving on the floor to come up with a loose ball, your team won that battle tonight. Your guys' effort was awesome.
That's one of our goals. It's one of our 5 goals every game. I said we've got to win all the 50-50 balls, and I know we did that tonight. We were on the floor. We were diving everywhere, and that energy and intensity is great out of our guys, and they're going to enjoy this one, and we're right back at it Monday.
Yeah. And what a way to enjoy, too, because a great effort by your guys. You mentioned Ridgeview on Monday, Estherville, Lincoln Central, back to the conference a week from tonight. Any other words after your team gets this 63-55 victory?
I thought it was a great team win out of our guys. I know Mark and Scholl didn't play as much off the bench as they would have hoped to, I think, but those guys came in and gave us big minutes. I thought Chakachu stepped up and really had some good minutes when we could try to get Chama break a little bit on Colburn, and we didn't get hurt at all. And, like, those are just big guys that stepped up. I thought our guys on the bench that have been at practice all break really helped us get better. I know we didn't have Malga tonight, but I thought that he did a great job all week in practice getting us better and getting to those points. And this is a big team win for us, knowing that we can do this without him and imagine how good we could be with him. So I think it's a big eye-opener for him.
I lied to you. I have one more thing to say. Storm Lake, 16 free throw attempts. Spirit Lake, 2.
Wow. That's what we told them we had to do, is get to the free throw line in the second half, because we had 3 attempts in the first half. I think we were 1 for 3, and we just stressed that we had to get to the line, and our guys continued to do that. And then down the stretch, we made some free throws. We've got to continue to work on that because it wasn't as good as we would have liked.
Hey, good night for Storm Lake boys basketball. JV team won by double digits, and the varsity 63-55. Coach, congrats.
Thanks, Chris.
You're welcome.